on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about tips for moving. Are you moving or planning to move soon and it feels like chaos? Does the thought of moving make your blood pressure go up? What are some red flags for moving companies? Learn moving tips as we continue our month focusing on downsizing. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. This is actually take two, guys. A couple days ago, I take a few days to record all the podcast episodes, and I recorded this and forgot to hit record. Or I should say I did the episode and forgot to record it. I'm almost at 300 episodes. So I think once, can't remember if I did this before. So once or twice forgetting to hit the record button out of almost 300, I think it's a pretty good rate. Today's episode was inspired because we're moving, we're downsizing. I am organized. We, for the most part, don't have clutter. I mean, we have stuff, and doing the downsizing has forced us to release even more, but it, boy, is it stressful. I have not moved into a house. I haven't sold a house for over 12 years. I sold a condo when I lived in Los Angeles. I had forgotten how stressful this process is, and especially if you're not organized, it's going to be really important to have some moving tips. Now, this is based on the class. Obviously, I didn't share everything from the class that I created, but enough good stuff to get you started. I wanted to share some statistics. I'm a stat girl, and I think it's been a long time since I've shared statistics, or at least this many, on a episode. So moving is one of the most stressful events. Nearly 1 in 4 people rate it as the most stressful life event. I can think of some other things that would be more stressful than moving, but boy, is it at the top. I have not felt this anxious and stressed out. And again, I'm on top of everything in a really long time. And I got this information from the infographics.blogspot.com, Stress of Moving, which was from February 2012. The pressure associated with moving makes people look and feel 2 years older and suffer age-related symptoms. I tell you guys, I'd have to agree with that one. 19% of people suffer symptoms of anxiety. I'd say it's a lot more than that. 14% of people suffer short-term memory loss. Gratefully, that has not been me. 10% of people moving house suffer hair loss. I am very fortunate to have a nice, good, thick set of hair and have not experienced that. Now, this is what I thought was the most interesting of all these statistics. The common things people forget to take or do while moving. Keys and valuables. The garage door remote. I can actually get that one. The keys, not so much. Address change notification. Now, I just have to send something really, or share really interesting. Literally today, we got in the mail a change of address notification from the post office. So someone's keeping track of us. We put an offer on another house. So that was good/creepy. And turning off services such as water. The biggest thing I can tell you is to, again, focus on the present moment, because there are things, no matter how you plan, things are going to happen. I had a handyman cancel on me. Now, this is prior to getting the house on the market. And he's like, oh, it's too cold. Now, he had come to the house. He was recommended by a friend. Came the day before and said, I'll be here tomorrow, and knew the weather forecast. You know what I mean? It's not like it was a secret. We had a gardener here that day. Oh, he was awesome. He hustled. We ended up paying him much more because I thought, oh, you have been working like a maniac for the entire day. The gardener was out there. It wasn't too cold for the gardener to work. And so I was like, thanks, we'll find other help. And I had no control over him canceling. And the thing that was great, and this is what I want you to remember and trust. Can you trust that things are going to work out? Because we thought he was too high. I thought, and just some of these things he's quoting, like, doesn't feel good. So We had someone come in and do one thing. Again, this guy really stunk and overcharged us because Tony can do a lot, but we have so much going on, we had to get help. And he stood around and didn't do anything, and he didn't have caulk. He didn't have caulk. Okay, I'm sorry. As a handyman, I had the paint. We had the paint to match. That's on me. Unless I say, hey, can you go buy it and reimburse you and charge me for your time? Didn't have caulk. And I thought, mm-mm. So I canceled. Luckily, there was rain. Again, I feel like the universe was looking out for us. So anyway, then someone reached out to me and said, oh, I saw, and I'd posted this like a week ago. Husband came. He was great. He is a contractor. He was a contractor and now has a 9-to-5 job, but does handyman stuff to relax. It was great. He did some stuff and he was fixing something and he forgets that he had a water bottle with a bleach to do any touch-ups to make sure, I'm assuming mold or something. I don't know why you'd use the bleach bottle, but he had that. I've never seen another handyman have that. So because he was a contractor, I think he's going to be really good and we're excited that he will be the person that we go to. I felt he did a good job at a fair price. These other two just jacked up the rate and I think they knew because we were trying to get the house ready on the market. And again, like I'm not opposed. You have to go to the bathroom, have a water break, but the one guy was just incredibly slow and the other guy, I thought, I know, have a rough idea. So anywho, trust that you'll be taken care of, that the universe will have your back. And know that you can't control everything. So that's when you become present. What can you do? I became present. And when I took action, all the stuff came to me. Be aware the moving is going to bring up a lot of feelings. So that's something that you might have to face. In another episode, I'm going to talk about that a little more. Your good chance you have anxiety. Again, guys, I do the meditation. I'm on top of stuff. I am anxious. And it's days I feel like a hot mess because there's so much to do. And selling your house is for some people, an emotional process. But one of the things that's very important is you're going to want to get a good moving company. Now, you need to research rules about interstate. So we are moving literally 32 miles from our current house. So it is amount of time. So we got a couple quotes. I thought, wow, these are really high. The realtor's husband ends up does moving with a side gig with friends of his from high school. And the rate was so much more competitive. Like I was shocked. We got one quote of $2,000 to move 32 miles, a truck that was, don't have a ton of stuff. So I just thought that was, and again, they said, you know, that's their estimate if you take less time, but it just, that made me nervous. So take the time to understand if you're going out of state, it's going to usually be based on weight and distance. Make sure you show cabin estimate. My dad always taught me get 3 bids. And that really, I think, generally gives you a good idea. So you would say, good job at a fair price. When they come to do an estimate, and if they don't want to come do an estimate, that's a red flag. Show them everything. The backyard, you have things, your closet. In our office, we have eaves. So we have a nice walk-in closet for storage, but eaves. And I have a couple boxes there. Made sure we opened up and showed those. Because if you all of a sudden have all this extra stuff, then that can increase your estimate. And they are allowed to do that and challenge your original estimate. Check out the company's full name and doing business as, their address, their phone numbers, email, and website. Check out the US DOT and MC license number and insurance at safersys.org. So that's safersys.org. You should be able to check out all of that information. Now, here are some red flags. A much lower estimate than the others. They don't do an in-home survey. I mentioned that a while ago. Oh, yeah, we'll move you. No in-home survey. Mm-mm. No written estimate, and that's required by law. They ask you to sign blank or incomplete documents. Now, I'm just going to tell you right now, that's a red flag for anything. Never, ever sign a blank document. You don't know what someone would do with that. If they require cash up front or substantial deposit. Now, I have read that a couple hundred bucks, that's okay, like a minimal thing. And you know what? I can maybe understand that between Memorial Day and Labor Day. I believe that's the time when the bulk of people move, but otherwise, The more organized you are, the easier the move's going to be. So I suggest you get a binder. You can keep all your documents in one area, and I'm going to show you mine. Now, if you're on the podcast, you'd have to go to YouTube. But I have, I don't know if these technically have a name, but it's a portable file folder. So there are several different slots you can label. I haven't bothered to label. I just know where everything is. Kind of there's a time sequence. For instance, the moving the storage was the first thing we had to do. That's my sage and the pink there, my sage that we're going to sage the house and start doing the feng shui stuff. But what I love about that, the little gig container that I have, I can take it on the go. We had to run to the storage unit today. Boom, everything up front, the code, the little extra key, all of it's right there. And, you know, you have to run around, you have to sign paperwork, you have to get inspections, blah, blah, blah. Everything I need is in one container. A binder might be a better option for you. Or I would just suggest something that can contain everything. If you have a bunch of loose files, then that would make me nervous about losing. So come up with some system to keep all your documents for the closing. Although I have to tell you, so far on the house we're purchasing, everything has been done electronically. So I have a little folder where I'm keeping all that, but I have yet to have any paperwork. Overwhelmed with stuff? Can't find what you need when you need it? Tired of wasting time and energy maintaining your mess? Longing for peace of mind? Let Julie Caraccio support you in decluttering your life to create a lasting change. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more. Start a master inventory list of everything you have. And this is really going to be important, especially if you are moving. Like when I left Los Angeles, I was with a bunch of other people because I didn't have that much stuff. And so if you have an inventory, then you can check it when you get there to make sure that you have all your belongings. For our little move, well, one that's the realtor's husband. So that's someone I'm going to trust right off the bat. Because I joked, I said, if they screw up, then, you know, if they bump something, then it'll get taken care of. But just so you know, especially on an interstate, that you have gotten everything that you have. Now, here are some tips. Prepare a first aid kit for your pets. I'd have one. I have a little first aid kit in my car. So if we need something, it's right there. Update your pet's tags. You're going to want to separate your valuables. Jewelry, important files you might need in transport, make sure that you have put all those aside and that you are going to take. With all the hectivity going on, you might want to refill your prescriptions, have an extra month, so you don't have, that's one less thing that you have to worry about that. And remember, don't forget your pet's prescriptions. I'm going to suggest packing a couple suitcases. You're going to want enough clothes for a week or two. I'm hoping when we get settled that it won't take us that much time to unpack because we have donated a lot. We've garage sailed a lot. And please, if I ever talk about doing a garage sale again, shoot me. So I'm hoping it'll be a lot easier to unpack. Kids, you're going to want to make sure stuffed animals, games, personal care products, get all that together and plan for a week or 10 days. Make your last grocery trip. You're probably going to want to eat out. The last couple days, we were taking our fridge, so I know we have to defrost that. Those are things you want to keep in mind. You're also going to want to have stuff to prepare the new home. So it might be a box of cleaners, toilet paper. What if they don't leave you any toilet paper? Something that you can unpack right away. And you are going to want a new home box for your pets. Food, water, meds. Bed, litter box, their favorite toys, because they're going to be stressed out. So don't forget them. When you are getting stuff together, like we will put all the stuff we're taking in the master bedroom. You're going to have that in our closet, anything that we're hauling. So keep that in a little area so they'd accidentally don't take that, especially if it is you have your valuables there. Confirm electricity, water, gas, garbage, all that stuff, phone shut off, internet. Consider a full day in between for surprise. Now, I'm moving that tabling to get what we need in April. We haven't closed on our house yet, so it's a non-issue. I'm hoping it's an issue very soon. Been very stressful. Be present when all your stuff's being loaded. I'd be checking stuff off. I'd be making sure we're on the same page here. You want a written copy of the mover's inventory list. Again, that can, you have your list and you have the mover's list. Before they leave, make sure you sign a bill of lading, an inventory list, and that you get that copy. Now, one of my other suggestions is have a backup plan. When I got married, I teased my father about this, but we got married in my parents' backyard. And my dad said, okay, if it rains, we'll either get married on the screen and porch where most of family should be able to be and everyone else can be in the living room, and or we'll get married under the tent because we had dinner at my wedding and we can fit everyone under there, obviously. And my dad said, okay, if there is he didn't call it a sandstorm, or if there's a wind or a tornado, Mrs. Squibb, our awesome next door neighbor, and who was my seventh grade English teacher, said, I have reserved, she works at a private school in Wheeling, and she said, I've reserved the auditorium. So if if there's wind and there's hail and we can't do it under the tent, we have Country Day's backup. So I, of course, was teasing my father about this. We ended up having a great, gorgeous day. Very grateful for that. And so my dad said to me, I believe if I prepare, then it's more likely not to happen. And I think that's good advice. So what happens if you have something happen at the last minute? I talked at the beginning of this episode. Handyman cancels day of, doesn't text me until 10:30 that he's not coming. I have zero control over that. So first breathe, just take a moment, center yourself, take a deep breath. Now's the time to let the little stuff go. The neighbors have trash in the yard. There's the new person's problem. Let that stuff go. I would have a list of friends who you can call, especially ones with college age kids who might be looking to make some extra cash. You could rent a truck if the movers don't show up. And it's kind of crazy, some of the stories I've heard. So as a backup plan, see if there's someone you can hire that day. Now, again, I see these ads on Craigslist that make me go, I don't know if I would trust someone from Craigslist. Rent a truck. Again, if you've put the time and the energy into making sure you have legit movers and you get on their calendar, it's going to be a non-issue. If you can't secure a truck, I mean, it's interesting to see all the size trucks you can get. How can you think outside the box? You could rent a van, a smaller truck, or have multiple pickups. Keep your options open. Don't freeze and say, oh, I couldn't get the 17 or the 24-foot truck. What am I going to do? You can come up with solutions. So I suggest in your little case of information, have a list of rental companies for vans or smaller trucks, storage unit, have an on-call of college kids that may be able to help you out. And, you know, ask. My mom told me something interesting, that sometimes people ask to store things early in a garage, which I was like, oh, I'd have never thought of that. See if that is a possibility. Here are some fun tips that I thought I'd share. Cut down on boxes. And guys, I have been preparing. I knew we were going to move. It's not what I expected, right? Not expected to stay in North Carolina, but that's where we are at this moment. So I have been collecting boxes for a while. So I'm pretty good with that. I've had to buy a couple things, but probably spent maybe $100, which I'm telling you, if you're moving and buying boxes, you know that's nothing. So use baskets, clothes baskets, hampers, suitcases. Use some of the things that you already have so you don't have to buy a box. Pick a color for each room and label the room's boxes accordingly. And so what I do, say you had purple for the master bathroom. Our new master bathroom's purple and Tony's okay with it. And think purple. And I have to tell you, I'd be like, purple. And I love purple. It's a cool purple. Other things I want to paint eventually, but the bathroom's good to go. So then you'd put a little purple, whatever if you have, you can just take a purple marker and make a square. And again, if you don't have the colored labels, then you can do that and put a piece of tape, you know, bathroom with purple so they know. You can fill nail holes with a bar of soap. And I never guessed that. If you are moving like we are within the same city or same area somewhat, consider hiring a sitter for your kids and pets. You know how we just finally decided, worked everything out. We close on a Friday and we are going to move all the stuff in the storage unit that day, and then Saturday, and we'll come back here and sleep, and we'll probably make a couple trips. There are some things, like, it is worth it to me. If we're a 40-minute drive from where we are, it's worth it to me to take a couple of trips in Minerva. So I don't want to pack lamps. Ugh. But I can take off the top of the lampshade, put that all together, and carry all the lamps in one trip. That is worth it to me. So that might be something for you to consider. But with the pets, what we're going to do then is make a couple trips, and then I will take the pets first thing while the movers are loading and get them in the master bath. That's where they're going to stay while we get everything happening, and I'll get them set up with litter boxes and everything. It just is easier to do this and have a pet sitter. If they were dogs, I would definitely hire a pet sitter. Don't forget to repurpose plastic containers like that your bedding come in. We have a couple of those, pillows, whatever, and you can put bed linens and label it. You know, okay, I've got mom and dad's, I've got Susie's, I've got John's, and then you get there dust-free, take them out, and put sheets on the bed that night. Take actions from today's podcast. Be as present as possible. Research and choose a reputable moving company. Be prepared for unexpected stuff to happen. Have a system to keep all your paperwork together. Make a list of everything that needs to get done. Create a backup plan for your move. Breathe. On next month's episode, we're talking about what you need to downsize in life. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.